working in the nonprofit space for about 15 years, and I'm really passionate about helping organizations that are looking to change the world to just really help them to optimize and to reach their potential. So that's been my passion. And I'm also an artist. I'm a photographer. I love to help people learn technology, so I love to teach. So there are a lot of different aspects of me. And what I was finding is that in the particular work that I was doing in consulting, that I was really feeling limited in terms of having to put myself into a particular box. And, you know, going to a networking event or, you know, going to a cocktail party, what have you, and, you know, the first question someone always asks is, what do you do? And I would always be putting myself into some kind of a box in that particular moment based on what I thought, you know, people would want me to say, you know. So I found myself feeling kind of inauthentic and, you know, just in a box. I met Deborah at her Alive event, and it was really eye-opening for me. At the time, I wasn't planning on taking on any other coaching work. I was working with a coach, and I actually was journaling as part of a prompt that Deborah had given us at the event, and I began crying and shaking, just like out of the blue. And it was so eye-opening for me. It was like this message that I was hearing from myself, like, do this for yourself. And that's kind of been my journey ever since then, is really kind of refocusing on myself and what actually brings me joy, and really discovering that, you know, in some ways for the first time.
Mm. So what are some of the biggest shifts that you've experienced in the last year of our time together?
Oh, my gosh, so many. So, you know, one of the things that I've really been exploring, especially lately, is just I tend to be very hard on myself, and I automatically kind of go to a place of, what did I do wrong if the situation is not going a certain way? And so in working with you, I've really come to start to embrace and love all of the aspects of myself, even those that are, you know, quote unquote, ugly or negative, you know, and just really embracing those and inviting them in with everything else. And that's really helped me to kind of embrace myself as a professional, as an entrepreneur. You know, it's kind of more of a Renaissance woman, you know, in bringing all of my gifts to the table and not being afraid to do that, kind of in the same way that I was afraid before of, like, you know, exploring those aspects of myself too. So I'm really getting to play now with, like, the creative parts of myself and how I can bring that into my business, you know, that my business doesn't have to just be a quote unquote, you know, one thing. There's not one definition of what is a professional or practical, you know, and that's kind of one of the limiting beliefs that I was holding on to. And that was, you know, really putting myself into a box. So okay. I've really kind of broken out of that box in many ways, which is really awesome. And I manifested this amazing trip where I stayed in this beautiful villa. We had a private chef come and cook for us in Greece. And then I spent time in Rome. And that has, like, expanded my vision in terms of what I want and what makes me happy, and thinking about, like, in the past I would have thought, like, oh, I could never do that, because now I'm determined to have a house in Italy. Like, that's a big goal, and I would have never even considered that a few months ago, that that was a possibility for me.
You just had the experience of living in a private villa with a private chef in Rome, in Greece, in the Greek islands, and it's so amazing that you actually had the experience first.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, I need to get this. I need to get something else in order to have that experience, you know? And I think that's the backwards thinking that so many of us have, particularly around money. Yeah. And the more I've shown up as myself, I will say, like, if I start to just put the little times I start to put myself out there, like, in ways I didn't think was possible before, like, you know, as a photographer, or it always manifests as business. The more you show up and put yourself out there in a way that maybe feels scary, it's like you're on the right track, because it always comes back to you, like, almost immediately. It's really amazing. Yeah. That's been my experience the past few months. The times that I've, you know, authentically kind of shown up as myself in a way that I was scared to before, particularly, like I said, as a photographer, as a creative person, which is something I was kind of stifling before. When I just shown up as that and, like, put out an offer, it's like it immediately has come back to me with, like, you know, with a client, or, you know, it's like it automatically manifests. Yeah. I've always been a thinker and someone who kind of stayed in my head, you know, as a way to figure, quote unquote, figure things out. And when I really started diving into this work, I started to do visioning and journaling and kind of building intentions into my day, which I loved. And I was seeing a lot of results from that. But I was having a hard time kind of tying that into what my day-to-day tasks were and what my goals were and kind of making that connection. There seemed to be kind of still a big disconnection. So I had about like 10 planners at any given time on my desk. I had like a calendar and a journal and another planner. And it was just driving me crazy because I felt like I couldn't go one place to kind of, to kind of figure that out and to make those connections. And so I'm creating a planner. I'm brainstorming with a publisher right now, but it's definitely happening and it will be ready at the beginning of 2020. So I'm super excited. Ease and joy were something that was definitely missing from my day because I was a doer and I was just, you know, trying to get things done. And so building particularly a morning practice that builds intention around joy and just allows me to do things that I enjoy every single day, making that just as important as everything else, that's been a huge game changer for me. I sleep better. I'm excited when I wake up in the morning, truly. Like, and there's still some aspects, you know, some work that I'm phasing out of that are not my favorite aspects of work, but there's other things that I'm creating that I love and I get really excited about it. So it's like, I don't wake up with dread. I don't wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety around what I have to do because I'm in the process of trying to marry every, you know, like you said, it's all the same, you know, so I don't want my work to be something that I want to escape from. I want it to just be integrated with my life.
What specifically about me made you decide, yep, that's what I'm doing?
Well, first of all, I kind of saw some of myself in you in that you have so many gifts and the ways that you've expressed them, you know, in science and the way that you have all this knowledge about neuroscience and the brain, and you're also an artist and a creative. Those are two parts of myself that I love and that I was having trouble reconciling, like how to manage all of the parts of myself. And I could see that in you, and I was like, ooh, I want that. Like, I want what she's having, you know? And so that immediately attracted me to you. And just your way, you have such a loving way about you. And at the same time, you are not afraid to call us out when we're, you know, sabotaging ourselves, in a way that's so helpful. And I'm so thankful for the time that I spent with you and just excited to what's next, truly.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to get to work with really creative, sustainable-minded, brilliant, beautiful women like you, Nicole. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I would love to know, for you to share, there are a lot of times where you got really scared, and how did you stay the course? What were some of the things that really helped you not, like, fall off the path?
For me, one of the biggest things is getting into my body, because I would find when I would really get scared is when I was getting into my head too much.
Uh-huh.
And so when I really started, and everyone has different ways of getting into their body, and there's not one particular way, but for me, it was really starting a yoga practice. And so when I would get really scared, like just kind of stopping myself and getting into my body right away. And that would kind of lead me into a meditative state where I could tap into like, oh, okay, this is actually the truth. That other thing is just me being scared.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that scared you that took you off for a while?
That
you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that wasn't
not
true.
Not good enough. Yeah. Imposter. Just feeling like an imposter, you know, like because I had so many interests that, you know, feeling like I was all over the place, I was unfocused, that I was, you know, a jack of all trades but a master of none, kind of that. And that was really just all stories I was telling myself and thinking that other people were telling me, but it was really me telling myself those stories. I realize that now. It took a while for me to realize that it was me, you know. And that's a huge thing, too, when you realize that it's just you telling yourself these things, and that there's also a part of you that's scared, and you can, instead of rejecting that part, like, take that part in and hug it and hold it, you know, it actually makes it way less scary, like, almost off the bat, when you can kind of bring it back to it being about you and not being about other people, you know.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to think about your mindset, how has your mindset radically shifted in the last year?
Oh, wow. Truly to under, like, to focus on, to look for and focus on what I want instead of what I don't want. Like, because I tended to, even though I've always considered myself an optimist, but when it came to me and myself, it was definitely the opposite. Like, I was always looking for what was wrong, always looking for why it was my fault. And so that's been the biggest shift.
So what was the thing that helped you shift that? Was it tapping for you? Was it one-on-one coaching? Mm-hmm. Was it coming to retreats?
It really began with tapping, truly. Mm-hmm. I really was introduced to tapping by you. I'd heard of it before, and I'd done it a little bit, but I really didn't dive into it until I began working with you. And then I was doing it every so often, but then when I began doing it more often for me, like I, for a while, I was doing it every single day. That became very important for me to have a consistent practice of it. And then when I was able to have one-on-one sessions with you, when we really dove into stuff more intensely, and then on top of that, the retreat, which is just even more intense one-on-one time with you and with our community, that really, you know, our both retreats that I was able to attend this year were both huge shifting points for me, both because of the one-on-one time with you, and then just being in a community of women that, you know, can certainly relate to what I'm going through and are also just holding this beautiful space of, you know, understanding and acceptance. And that's, like, that's unbelievably helpful to feel safe in doing this work, you know. And those were huge shifts for me, both of the retreats, for sure.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for all of your beautiful wisdom and the tools that have worked for you and for creating a planner that's going to help all of us be more organized and streamlined and have more joy. So thank you.